And good afternoon and welcome everyone to your Soul Care Minute. Brought to you today by Auggie's Deli.
Hey there, friends. This is Christina with your Soul Care Minute. Let's pause and remind ourselves and those around us that life matters. We are not replaceable, and hope, it's real. The harvest is in. Canning pots have been put away. Hay is stacked in the barn. Gardens are tucked in for winter. Hands are wrapped around cups of hot cider. It is a time to give thanks. As we turn our hearts and our thoughts to the holiday season, for many of us, this time represents a warmth of family and a gathering around feasting tables rich with laughter and games and grandma's homemade pies. It is a season steeped in tradition and a rhythm of gratitude. It's easy to give thanks. It is also the start of a season of a deep sadness for those who experience the loss of a loved one during the year. Memories of the holidays spent together can move the mourner away from festivities and merrymaking, causing a progressive isolation. This time of year can also bring economic hardship as many families face layoffs or job displacement. Feelings of anxiety over how to make ends meet and provide the family with one good meal a day, much less a banquet, can cast a shadow over the festive nature of the season. For many in our corridor, these are hard times to give thanks. But they don't have to be. Stuart Lim, a 97-year-old maker of creative stuff, as he describes his writing, offered these sage words of advice in an article on living gratitude. He said, "Finding happy in hard times. To live the attitude of gratitude is a choice you make to move forward. No one can make it for you. It is your choice." He spoke of the healing power of being thankful and taking stock of what really matters in your life. Of his 49 ways to be happier right now, he mentions keeping a gratitude journal. Keep a gratitude journal. Find something or someone to be grateful for each day. If you can identify 3 to 7, this is excellent for your mental health. Health professionals are actually backing him up on that one. Research by UC Davis psychologist Robert Emmons, author of Thanks, How the New Science of Gratitude Can Make You Happier, shows that simply keeping a gratitude journal, regularly writing brief reflections on moments for which we're thankful, can significantly increase well-being and life satisfaction. It is a proven fact that people who regularly practice gratitude by taking time to notice and reflect upon the things they're thankful for experience more positive emotions, feel more alive, sleep better, express more compassion and kindness, and they even have a stronger immune system. Gratitude doesn't need to be reserved only for momentous occasions. Sure, you might express gratitude after receiving a promotion at work, but you can also be thankful for something as simple as a delicious piece of pie, a moment of warm laughter, or the gift of a smile from a stranger. If journaling isn't your thing, how about starting a gratitude jar? This would be a great way to get the kids involved. Anytime you experience a poignant moment of gratitude, write it on a piece of paper and put it in a jar. On New Year's Eve, empty the jar and review everything you wrote. When a good thing happens, you can now exclaim, "That's one for the gratitude jar." It immediately makes the moments more meaningful and keeps you on the lookout for more. We really do have a lot to be thankful for. Sometimes we just need to be intentional in looking for it. Can I challenge us to put action to our gratitude this holiday season and be on the lookout for those who may be struggling? Can we pull out one more chair or set one more place at the table? Let's find happy in the hard times by choosing to give what we can to who we can for as long as we can. As W.T. Perkheiser said, "Not what we say about our blessings, but how we use them is the true measure of our thanksgiving." Thanks for the pause. Thanks for taking the time to consider with me how to cultivate the attitude of gratitude, regardless of the situation, to make the choice to find happy in hard times. Until next time, this is Christina with your Soul Care Minute, and thanks for listening.
Relationships, it's what we're all about at Auggie's Deli Orofino. Come and enjoy a cup of coffee with an old friend or meet new ones. Enjoy a Sunday with your best friend and talk about old times or visit about the bright, happy future ahead. Share a sandwich and soup, or just relax in Augie's Coffee Corner. On Johnson Avenue, Augie's would like to build a relationship with you, our valued customer and friend. Monday through Friday, visit with friends and family at Augie's Deli. Relationship.